It is January 18th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from JLN. Thank you to all the JLN readers and friends who reached out yesterday after my column, New Non-Price-Oriented Risks to Manage, COVID and Cancer, where I disclosed I tested positive for COVID-19 and had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I was particularly moved by those who shared their own stories of being impacted by prostate cancer, including several who were just diagnosed or just underwent surgery. You are truly remarkable people of incredible strength, resilience, and compassion. Thank you. I greatly appreciate all the prayers, notes, and offers to talk. On a completely different note, the Financial Times is reporting that Hong Kong is culling more than 1,000 hamsters and sending 150 pet store visitors into quarantine after a pet store employee who had received 2 biotech Fosun vaccinations tested positive for the coronavirus. Culling is a polite way of saying killing, of course. There is not a huge hamster herd in Hong Kong. Brad Levy, the CEO of Symphony, is the guest in a podcast with a focus on mastering your M&A growth strategy, scaling a global powerhouse, and why generalists thrive in a world of specialists. There's a link at today's newsletter for the podcast. The latest video on Options Brew TV by Tradier is an interview with ORAT's Matt Amberson, who gives a sneak preview of the new ORAT's option scanner and back tester. We had 3 new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Thank you. The first was by the one and only Sean Smith of Quantigo. Quantigo is a recent sponsor of JLN and home of such products as Axioma, DAX, and Stocks. The second is from Michael Walsh, Managing Director of Incubex, an incubator for exchange-traded products, services, and technology solutions. Incubex is a product and business development firm that works in conjunction with its global exchange partner, European Energy Exchange, EEX, and other leading service providers and stakeholders to design and develop new financial products in global environmental, reinsurance, and related commodity markets. Lastly, JLN Advisory Committee member Diane Saucier contributed to the GoFundMe campaign. Diane is a managing director at Pure Storage and a founding board member of Wild. Thank you to Sean, Michael, and Diane, and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the FT, Horta Osorio's departure is the revenge of the rank and file. From the former Credit Suisse chair to Novak Djokovic, the arrogance of a privileged few sticks out amid pandemic's restrictions. Call it the revenge of the rest of us. Just after tennis star Novak Djokovic's deportation from Australia over breaking COVID rules and revelations of lockdown-busting parties in No. 10 Downing Street, high-flying banker Antonio Horta Osorio has resigned as the chairmanship of Credit Suisse. His position became untenable after a board investigation found he broke quarantine twice, once each in Switzerland and the UK, including a visit to the finals of Wimbledon. My comment, we are all in this together, well, except for those few whom the rules don't apply. Here's a story from the FT. Why gamers are turning their backs on NFTs. Developers see new revenue streams, but players are suspicious of more in-game purchases. You would think there would be no mass audience better primed to embrace non-fungible tokens than the world's 3 billion gamers. Outside of the small, frenzied community of cryptocurrency investors, these certificates of ownership linked to a digital file and registered on a secure blockchain can prove mystifying in their complexity and intangibility. But many of the conceptual hurdles to comprehending NFTs are already second nature to gamers who are often fluent in the workings of in-game virtual currencies and the idea that digital assets have real financial value. See the booming trade in virtual items, a consumer market forecast to hit $50 billion this year. My comment, how the ethos of I could have made that same piece of digital, whatever you want to call it, for free and save myself the money. Here's the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was my piece, Personal Commentary, New Non-Price-Oriented Risks to Manage COVID and Cancer in JLN. Second was Ken Griffin, Financial Prodigy Turned Industry Giant from the Financial Times. Third was London Stock Exchange Proposes Special Listings for Private Companies from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN from the Financial Times. UK Treasury to crack down on misleading crypto promotions, plans to bring ads into line with other financial products in growing regulatory pushback. The UK Treasury has set out plans to change the law to increase the consumer protections and bring advertising for the fast-growing crypto industry under the same standards as other types of financial products. In a statement on Tuesday, Rishi Sunak, UK Chancellor, said crypto assets could offer people new ways to transact and invest, but it's important that consumers are not being sold products with misleading claims. Here's a press release from Deutsche Börse. Deutsche Börse expands its analytics suite with Eurex Open Interest Insights. New offering provides unique and actionable insights into futures and options markets. Deutsche Börse Markets Data and Services Department has launched a new data offering, Eurex Open Interest Insights, providing customers with unique insights into market positioning and dynamics, as well as allowing an in-depth view into the distribution of exposure in futures and options. Eurex Open Interest Insights captures proprietary data from behind the exchange's network and provides a daily analysis of the positions of market participants, such as agents, market makers, and proprietary traders. The offering is also supplemented with open interest measures, enabling users to gauge trading participants' risk appetites and convictions. And lastly, a story from the New York Times. Larry Fink defends stakeholder capitalism. Companies thinking beyond profits isn't woke, the BlackRock founder argued in his latest letter to Wall Street chiefs. As the founder and CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink commands the attention of business leaders thanks to the $10 trillion that his investment firm manages. After years of pushing corporate America to look beyond profits and embrace a broader social purpose, which has attracted criticism from all corners, he is using his latest annual letter to CEOs to clarify and defend his approach. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.